Celebrity Jeopardy. We've got quite a contest going on here. Let's take a look at the scores. Sean Connery is in second place with negative $6,500.
Only on account of villainy.
Great. Minnie Driver is in first with a commanding score of zero.
What is history?
We haven't started playing yet. And finally, Jeff Goldblum with an incredible negative $17,800.
Well, yes, I suppose I do.
Better luck to all of you in the next round. It's time for Double Jeopardy. Let's take a look at the board. And the categories are potent potables, literature, which is just a big word for books, therapists, current U.S. presidents, show and tell, household objects, and finally, one-letter words. Anyway, Jeff Goldblum, you are in third place, so the board is yours.
Well, this is Jeopardy. Seeing as there are one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven different categories, I would...
Right, Mr. Connery, why don't you pick?
It looks like this is my lucky day. I'll take the rapists for 200.
That's therapists. That's therapists, not the rapists. Let's skip therapists and try household objects for $400. And the answer is, you usually drink water out of one of these. Sean Connery.
A leather glove.
No. Minnie Driver.
A toilet.
That is awful. Jeff Goldblum. And you're an idiot. The answer was a glass.
Then the day is mine.
Technically, it's still Mr. Goldblum's board, but since he is a human wasteland, I'll let Mr. Connery pick again.
Oh, I'll play your game, you rogue. Let's try the rapists for 20.
How about show and tell for 600? I'll just show you an object and you'll tell me what it is, okay?
It's a man with a mustache.
No, Mr. Connery, I'm not the object. I haven't shown it to you yet. Here it is. Name this object. Minnie Driver.
It's a popsicle.
No. Jeff Goldblum, name this object.
Yes, thank you. That's a, what do you call it when you, when you punish criminals in, days of yore? It was, and you'd put them in the square in those, you know.
You mean in the stocks or a pillory?
Yes, exactly.
It's a frigging hammer.
Well, of course it is.
Now listen to me, you back off, Trebek. You wouldn't have known that if you didn't have that card in front of you. This guy reads from a card.
Whatever. Let's move on to current U.S. presidents for 400. And the answer is, he is the current U.S. president. He has white hair, and you've probably seen him in the news. His first name is Bill. Mr. Goldblum, I know for a fact you had dinner with him recently. His last name is Clinton. His name is Bill Clinton. Please, someone simply say, who is Bill Clinton? Someone just say it. Anyone. And the show has reached a new low.
Then I'm the cock of the walk.
All right, let's just move on to Final Jeopardy. And the category is letters of the alphabet. All you have to do is write down a letter. Any letter at all. For instance, A or G. Okay, for the sake of tradition, let's take a look at the answers. Sean Connery, you wrote... Okay. That is definitely not a letter.
Ha
ha! Beautiful. Just beautiful. Minnie Driver, let's see what you wrote. You drew a picture of an eye.
Well, I is a letter, isn't it?
Are you English or retarded? Let's go to Jeff Goldblum, who appears to still be doing Tai Chi. See what your answer was. The number two.
Aha, aha, aha. The letter two, my friend.
No, two is a number.
I can't read or write.
Good for you. Well, as always, three perfectly good charities have been deprived of money here on Celebrity Jeopardy. I'm Alex Trebek, and the three of you should be ashamed of yourselves. Good night.
Tristan the Night Away. Ow! And we're gonna be here for 36 straight hours to try to raise money for the dope victims all over the world. And now, to introduce and to tell you what this Dopeathon 82 is all about, let's have a big warm hand for people out there, President Ashley Roachclip. Ow! 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 Welcome, Ashley.
Ow! Hey, man. Ow!
Ashley, can you explain to our folks out there what this whole Dopeathon is all about? Ow!
Okay, man, like, we're here because the government's been burning our crops, you know. And they're causing a dope famine all over the world. Like, here's one of the victims of the burning, man.
Oh, isn't it cute?
That's a pretty sick sight, man. And so, what we want to do, we want to raise money so we can buy some tanks and anti-aircraft guns, you know.
Good idea.
Because we gotta stop this before it gets out of hand, man, because there's a lot of people in this world that depend on us for their supply of drugs.
Ow! You know,
like, this world would probably fall apart if it wasn't for farmers like us that take time to grow this shit, you know what I mean?
That's right, so that's why we need your money, so send it in, all right? Ashley, where are you from?
I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan, man.
Ann Arbor, ow!
Yeah, I was there during the 60s when the universe meant something.
All right, so hi, guys out there in Ann Arbor. Now we're going to show you a little film we got sent over, the studio sent over. It's their first trailer for their brand new season. It's going to come on next week. It's called The Harder They Don't Come. Ow! Roll the film!
Thank you. You were jealous that your husband was stripping her that. That's why you killed him, too.
Yes. Yes, I did it. I killed Yvette. I hated her so much. Flames on the side of my face. Heaving breaths.
But while we were in the billiard room, Miss Scarlet seized the opportunity and under cover of darkness crossed to the library where she hit the cop whom she'd been bribing on the head with a lead pipe. True or false?
True. How are you? Perry Mason.
Baby! And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. I wish a robot would get elected president. That way, when he came to town, we could all take a shot at him and not feel too bad.
Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. Isle, who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelettes and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band, I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. Went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two. Just until my skin turns brown, and I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am, strung out on another man? California, I'm coming home. Streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read, more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am?
Today, you know why? My wife walked out on me. Isn't that nice? I'm so glad the bitch is gone. I text. Who could that be? Let's see. This is how you answer a door in my neighborhood.
Who is it?
Mr. Landlord! Hello, Mr. Landlord! What the? Cut the bull, will you? Your rent's 6 months overdue! It's a summons. Oh, look! An eviction notice! Brought by Mr. Landlord. Can you say scum bucket? Special word for the day, boys and girls. Do you know any scum buckets? I bet you do. You know, I did have the money to pay this rent, and then all of a sudden it mysteriously disappeared. And then my wife showed up with a new dress on. Want to see that dress now, boys and girls? See the footprints on it? I ain't take it off her to do that neither. You know what we gonna do? Visit the president and find out why I'm so poor. Who wants to go to the magical land of make-believe? Would you like that? We'll go visit the president. Who wants to visit the president?
We would like to talk with the president. We would like to speak with the president. But where is he?
You know the president always late. He ain't never on time.
Here I am. My neck is hurting though. How you doing? I'm the president. What's the problem?
Say, Mr. President, how come you cut off my release money and I get evicted from my house? And how come I sound like Geraldine?
Well, I can't do anything to help you with that, my friend.
Mr. President, I have a question. How come you don't sell one of them planes and you know so I can have school lunch?
I'm sorry, I can't answer that question neither.
But, Mr. President, I think I speak for all black people. Mr. President!
We don't have no more time for no more questions. Sorry.
Well, I have to go now, boys and girls. So, bye-bye. I'm very happy tomorrow to you.
I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms. But we have to remember the stipulation here. It's going to be won by the DDT or the Rude Awakening.
Ah, yes.
Nothing else matters. You can't pin a man tonight. You can't make him give up in any other means. You got to go with the DDT or the Rude Awakening.
And Lord Alfred, maybe you can expand a little bit more on what you talked about a bit earlier. That indeed you feel that the DDT is more devastating a hold as opposed to the Rude Awakening.
Yes, I really do. You know, a wrestler always develops his neck. I mean, I haven't wrestled now for 4 years. My neck is still 19 inches, and Superstars is 20 inches. And, you know, the Rude Awakening...
22.
Yes.
22, I beg your pardon.
Yes.
I lost 2 inches somewhere.
Clarify that, Lord.
Yes. But,
hey.
But, you know, you can resist. You build your neck to resist things like the Rude Awakening, but there is no way you can build the frontal lobes of your head up to resist it going into the mat.
Good observation, Lord. Good point. Well, the close bumping.
As... Ravishing Rick Rude went to the eyes of Jake the Snake Roberts, and he must have gotten him flush because he has blinded him. There's no two ways about that. And now, Rude with forearm smashes to the side of the head. Three of them as Roberts staggers across the ring. And now he does.
Returns a favor.
Indeed. Goes to the eyes himself. And now it is Ravishing Rick Rude who is blinded.
And on the defensive.
Three hard left hands and a jolting right.
Cover in the bar. please report. Guidance system out. Auxiliary steering out.
Divert! Divert!
She won't answer the helm. We're locked into the moon's gravitational pull. What do we do? We die.
Magnificent pair of Louis XVI Fauteuil. Original gilt finish, upholstered in pure silk damask. How much may I say to start? What am I bid?
100.
100 is bid, thank you. 150 is bid here, say the 200. Thank you. 200 is bid. Say the 300. I have 300. 400 by the little lady. Thank you, sir. 450 is bid for the pair. Can I hear 500? Will you say 500? Can I say the 500? Fair warning and last call. Sold to Mr. Stone, second row. $450. And now lot number 103. Ah, this lovely Aubusson settee. In excellent condition. Please start the bidding. How much? 800 is offered, thank you. 800 is bid. Say the 9, go 900. 900 is bid. Now who'll say 1,000? 1,000, thank you. 1,000 at 1,000, say 1,100. Can I hear 1,100? Selling at 1,000.
The three of you together. Now that's a picture only Charles Adams could draw.
Good evening, Mr. Captain.
Before we start calling each other names, perhaps you'd better tell me yours. I haven't had the pleasure.
You disappoint me, sir.
I was just going to say that to her.
I always understood you were a pretty shrewd fellow. It's your job. What possessed you to come blundering in here like this? Could it be an overpowering interest in art?
Yes, the art of survival. Well, have you poured any good drunks lately?
$100.
He followed me here from the hotel.
He was in your room?
Sure, isn't everybody?
150, thank you. Now say the 2. Do I hear 2? 200, thank you. Now the 3. Do I hear 3? 300, anyone? 300, thank you. Now the 4. Do I hear 4? 400, anyone? 400 is bid. Say the 5. I have 400. I have 400.
I didn't realize you were an art collector. I thought you just collected corpses.
Do I hear 5?
500.
500, thank you.
I'll bet you pay plenty for this little piece of sculpture.
Now the 700. 700.
She's worth every dollar of it. Take it from me. Now, she puts her heart into her work. In fact, her whole body.
Sold then to Mr. Van Dam at 700. Number 106 for your pleasure is the...
Oh, Mr. Van Dam.
Has anyone ever told you that you overplay your various roles rather severely, Mr. Kaplan? First, you're the outraged Madison Avenue man who claims he's been mistaken for someone else. Then you play the fugitive from justice, supposedly trying to clear his name of a crime he knows he didn't commit. Now you play the peevish lover, stung by jealousy and betrayal. Seems to me you fellows could stand a little less training from the FBI and a little more from the actor's studio.
Apparently, the only performance that'll satisfy you is when I play dead.
In your very next role, you'll be quite convincing, I assure you.
Don't lose it for $25. Thank you. 375 is bid. I have 375. Go the 400. 375, go 4. 400 is bid.
I wonder what subtle form of manslaughter is next on the program. Am I to be dropped into a vat of molten steel and become part of a new skyscraper? Or are you going to ask this female to kiss me again and poison me to death? Who are you kidding? You have no feelings to hurt.
How much to start the bidding on this collector's porcelain? Please start the bidding.
Mr. Kaplan, we've had just about enough of you.
Then why don't you send for the police?
600.
That's the last thing you'd want, isn't it? Me in the hands of the police. There's something I might tell them. And that's the reason you had this one here hustle me on the train last night. Or something seems to tell me I've got a much better chance of survival if I go to the police. Good night, sweetheart. Don't think it wasn't nice.
Say the 12. $1,200 there. 1,200 is bid. Say 1,300.
Concrete carpet is cold wall to wall. These neon rainbows hold no gold at all. You got the night, you got the moon, you got the tears, right much too soon.
Thank you.
on the surface, but trembling inside. We've got the right to take a stand. We're gonna make tonight's demand.
Smoke anymore?
That's right, I don't. You know why? Because cigarettes kill. Especially cigarettes laced with poison.
Bullshit.
Same poison that you used to kill my brother.
Fuck you.
It's beautiful, isn't it? And it's so sweet. We die together. It's you and me. Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
Fuck you, motherfucker!
right, Jim.
What about Spock?
Only time will answer. Kirk,
I thank you. What you have done is...
What I have done, I had to do.
And at what cost? Your ship, your son.
If I hadn't tried, the cost would have been my soul.
My father says that you have been my friend. You came back for me.
You would have done the same for me?
Why would you do this?
Because the needs of the one outweighed the needs of the many.
I have been, and ever shall be, your friend.
Yes. Yes, Spock.
The ship. Out of danger.
You saved the ship. You saved us all.
Don't you remember? Jim, your name is Jim.
Yes.